A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching, the Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of God was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence, but they could not find a way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went up on the roof and lowered him on a stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" And Jesus, who knew their thoughts, and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your heart? Which is it easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise up, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." When I was young, it seemed like my parents could read my mind. They often had a clue of what I might just be up to. And so as Jesus sets upon his healing ministry in today's gospel, Jesus has more than a clue of the thoughts of the scribes and Pharisees. After all, in their sense of righteousness, any illness was caused by the sinfulness of the person or their family. Jesus responds to their thoughts with, "Your sin is forgiven," to the man and his companions. The man needed a community to bring him to Jesus. The scribes and Pharisees did not. Maybe the question becomes, who is paralyzed? The man on the stretcher or the officials? Is it us? Doesn't Jesus try also to cure the scribes and Pharisees of their self-righteous attitudes that paralyze and fail to touch the mercy of God? Going back to the roof, it takes great courage to be brought onto a roof and to be lowered. Will I fall? Will I meet Jesus? Will he really see me? Where will I end up in the crowd? The man knew what the officials would think of him, but he hoped in Jesus. As the litter went down, foot by foot, inch by inch. And so the scribes and Pharisees could hear the truth Jesus said to the paralyzed man. He eventually said to him, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." There's no sin in illness. But there seems to be a paralysis of hope this year. Look at the news and we see countless tragedies, fires, earthquakes, actions taken that demean the poor, the immigrant, and those who are not of the right persuasion or ideology. The paralysis we feel arises from an overwhelming sense of not being able to set things right, to fix them. I can't heal everybody. I can't feed everybody in the world. I can't end all wars. But that's just it. We cannot heal. But we can bring our paralysis from the risky place where all can see us on the roof to God. God can heal us. Jesus didn't heal all of Galilee. Paralysis is lifted one step at a time. When I had to learn to walk again, it took months of therapy, but each small step was a victory and lifted me up. It is the small steps of letting go of our prejudices, our self-righteousness, fears, and the sense of superiority that will heal and bring hope. We can only trust when we've had the experience of possibilities. Together, can you and I do the work of lowering ourselves and our world before the healing power of God? Today, can we do one small thing to lessen the violence, to curb our prejudices, and welcome the stranger? Then, with Christ, our world will shine a little more with hope, and the healing power of God will be revealed.